Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
Don't want to alarm anybody, but we've got fog.
Fog sweats.
Fog sweats are happening indeed on the Snyder. Oh my.
Wow.
Like thick like pea soup.
Why
do people say thick like pea soup?
Well, pea soup is pretty thick.
I mean, why don't they say thick like New England clam chowder?
Well, is that super popular around this area? I'm not sure.
I thought New England clam chowder was soup.
Yeah.
Popular everywhere.
Okay. Well, how about loaded potato soup? It's kind of chunky.
Thick like loaded potato soup.
Yes, fog can be chunky, right? Patchy, chunky.
I don't think fog can be chunky.
Well, it can be patchy and chunky.
It'd be more
like
of
it can show up in chunks.
Thick like lobster bisque.
That's kind of bougie.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're kind of bougie, Kelly.
Well, loaded potato, though, I think is a little bit more mass appeal.
I think it's too chunky.
I don't think it's too chunky.
I think you need it more. Well, maybe I'm going back to pea soup then, because
I'm looking at my backyard. It's looking chunky.
Your backyard's looking chunky?
Yeah.
All right.
The fog is chunky.
I mean, just FYI, fog sweats are happening. And we say fog sweats because that's the sweat that, you know, hits your underarms and
your palms get sweaty a little bit.
And your other regions. And,
yes,
you know, you start to clench up a little bit because you can't really see beyond the hood of your car. So,
yeah, it just makes you nervous to drive in that kind of situation.
Yep. Yep. Maybe even a need for baby powder is on hand, like a baby powder index level. If looking out your back door there, what do you say in the baby powder index level is on a color scale?
I would say we're probably at an orange level.
Orange. Not quite red, but orange.
Right.
All right. All right. Yeah. So baby powder level orange.
I'd call it chunky loaded potato soup orange level.
Man, I don't know. Chunky loaded potato soup.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Chunks.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go with it. I don't think fog is necessarily chunky.
It can be chunky.
Patchy
can equal chunky.
I'll give you your term.
It's mass appeal.
I think it's more so than pea soup.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
More delicious. It has more flavors in there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know when the last time I had pea soup was.
I've ever had pea soup.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I eat peas. You ought to try it sometime.
I don't mash them together and make soup, though.
Wow, you don't make anything, Kelly.
This is true.
Okay.
100%. I mean, I can heat them.
Right, you could open a can and heat up pea soup. Sure.
It's like SpaghettiOs with meatballs. The patches of the fog are the meatballs. Yeah.
Okay, see, now you're throwing too many foods into this. Let's just keep it.
I'm just trying to find a flavor for everybody.
No, let's just keep. No. We got to go with one and stick with it. So,
all right, loaded potato.
All right, if it's loaded potato soup, then that's what we're rolling with this morning, right around
the fog can be chunky.
Yeah, right around the Snyder, so just watch out for that. All right, that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
DJX. When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Shall I go first?
Sure.
Woman for man. Stuck on the freeway of love.
Oh.
Here we go. I was out of gas again.
Oh, no.
When you pulled over to help me. Now, my mama says that love comes in all shapes and sizes. But dang, you were like one big Hershey Kiss with hot sauce on top.
Hot sauce on top.
Spicy yet sweet.
Oh, okay.
When you offered to help, I could tell that you were two things.
Mm-hmm.
Friendly, and you had black hair.
You can tell that?
Yep.
Wow.
Real perceptive.
Yeah.
Good news, I like both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You told me you'd buy me a tank of gas for a favor, but you didn't elaborate.
Oh, okay.
That made me laugh. Did that mean a Monster Energy drink or a beef stick?
Probably the latter.
Right, it was probably the latter. We were laughing while playing a guessing game about what the favor actually was when suddenly my dad drove up.
Whoops.
Awkward. After that, you left in kind of a hurry.
Oh.
Does that mean older gentlemen scare you? He shouldn't. He's really nice. Not like my third stepdad.
Oh, no. Gosh.
Anyways, I hope you see this and respond because today's my birthday and I need to find out what that favor was. And then I might let you pour hot sauce on something else.
Ow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we need to be careful with the hot sauce, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, glad she got gas, though.
Yes.
All right. It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right, this is Man for Woman. It's titled, Will You Be My Backup?
Oh, all right.
To Nicole at Myers.
Uh-huh.
This is all your fault.
Uh-oh.
I was just trying to buy some wine and flowers for a date I was going on, and you said, some lady is lucky tonight. So I lied and said it was for my mom. Sorry, but you are far too cute and your personality far too sweet to do that to me.
Right.
In short, when you are working, I buy red Zinfandel instead of Jack Daniels. Buy fresh veggies and meat instead of that yummy fried stuff that's all the same color in the deli section.
Absolutely, yeah. Gotta give an illusion of the health.
Yeah, put the chips and pizza rolls back.
Aw, dang. Those are delicious.
Yeah, make sure everything I will get gets discounted by the club card. Yeah, it's my dad's name, but I'm too lazy to get my own, but you don't know. To impress you with how practical and intelligent I am. Is it working?
Oh, I bet it is.
I refrain from hopping in those carts for the handicap and aged and race around the produce section as I'm prone to do.
Probably best we don't do that.
Now, over the years, we have been through a lot together. I trust you implicitly and would never check the receipt or my change in front of you. After all, you forgave me when I almost blindsided you on your break with my cart.
Wow. This guy spends a lot of time there.
Well, I'm still with the girl from that date.
Oh.
She's all right, but if anything ever happens, those flowers and wine will be for you.
Oh, Nicole at Myers. Man, oh man, you are set.
Nicole?
Yeah.
I would wait in your line even if it was all the way back to the nasty fish counter. You make me want to be a better shopper.
Oh, that's so romantic. Yeah. The guy with a girlfriend.
That's right. Hey, but if anything ever happens.
Yeah, Nicole has a guy waiting for her. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Why didn't he just ask her out to begin with?
Well, he was going on a date with his girlfriend.
Current girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he said, doesn't sound like he's too into her, though. That's my point.
Well, yeah. So whether you run out of gas on the side of the freeway or you just keep going back to Meyer.
Those M perks are pretty good.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so we'll dive into the DMs around 7, just after 7, as we are trying to settle a coworker debate. All right.
Okay. I think we can help out here.
Yeah, I think
so. Restore some harmony and peace to the workplace?
Sure, why not? Why not?
Yeah.
And before that, a little setting the bar story dealing with Johnny Cash's crotch.
I have questions.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have you answers. Setting the bar time. Kelly, what's that?
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Ah, the man in black. Johnny Cash.
Love is a burning thing.
Uh-huh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without shooting a hole,
it makes a fiery ring
in Johnny Cash's crotch.
Bound by wild desire.
Making it look like he's peeing.
What?
I fell into a ring of fire.
What the heck?
You're
Explain
doing
yourself,
okay.
Sir, what's happening?
All right. So this is in Arkansas, actually the birthplace of Johnny Cash, Kingsland, Arkansas. Let's go to the town mayor.
Somebody shot our water tower, shot the silhouette of Johnny Cash in a very sensitive area.
Yeah. So on their water tower for Kingsland, Arkansas is a silhouette of Johnny Cash, the man in black, because you know, it's the birthplace of Johnny Cash. Well,
right. It's just kind of like, it's just a black, like, silhouette of him, and he's holding a red guitar. But it looks like, well, it looks like he's relieving himself.
It's been leaking for the last almost week.
Yeah, there was...
It's leaking. That's actual water coming out.
Yeah, so someone shot the water tower, because what else is there to do in Kingsland, Arkansas?
Wow.
In,
I mean, amazing shot, if in, that's what happened.
Johnny Cash's crotch area. So the water that is coming out of the...
Oh, my gosh.
The water tower looks like Johnny Cash is taking a leak on the town.
It's perfect. It's perfectly placed.
So
that's insane.
They've figured out who it is. 38-year-old Timothy, arrested and charged with criminal mischief and impairing the operation of vital public utility, which are both felonies, by the way.
Wow. Yeah, because, you know, he's wasting public water.
About 30,000 gallons have been wasted every day, costing...
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's costing the city around $200 a day and about $5,000 to repair the tank, which for these small towns is quite hefty.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, they're still saying...
Oh, Tim.
Yeah, they're still saying the water is safe to drink.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Yeah.
Down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Yeah, so...
I mean, burns, the picture's burns, perfection.
It really is.
Ring of fire.
I mean, what an amazing shot. Fire.
So
I'll give him kudos for that. If he literally just like stood on the ground, aimed, fired, and got it that perfectly for it to have that kind of trajectory for the water.
Yeah, I was going to say, we did get a text from a listener and said, okay, why haven't they called the Flex Seal guy and had him slap the tape on it, right?
100%.
Got a leak? Whack!
Yep, that should be the first guy they call.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without shooting a hole in Johnny Cash's crotch, making it look like he's peeing, you're doing okay.
Okay. It's you know, I think most of us can't avoid that.
All right, that's setting the bar. And Becky has a coworker who's parent-shaming, but is she right? It's 99.7 DJX. We're diving into the DMs there, where you can always send us a DM at Ben and Kelly Show.
She says, my coworker Jan and I were out to lunch at a fast food restaurant and saw an elementary school age boy check his blood sugar and give himself insulin at a table near ours.
All right.
I was in awe of how confident and mature this young man was. He even had his mom double check the dose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jan disagreed with me, said they should have known better than to do this in a place where other people were eating. It was unsanitary and showed a lack of consideration for others.
Okay.
I don't think a tiny drop of blood on a testing strip is any more unhygienic than coughing, sneezing, or eating with unwashed hands, which are things people do in restaurants all the time without provoking outrage.
Mm.
I also didn't like how Jan then pointed out that if the child was diabetic, he shouldn't be eating fast food.
Oh, jeez.
I think this is none of our business, kind of judgmental. Who is right? Becky. Team Becky.
I mean,
there really isn't any way I think you can defend Jan. We have friends whose children are in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have to take care of their bodies no matter where they're at.
Right.
And I actually had to do all of that when I was pregnant with my first.
I remember.
Gestational diabetes.
Yeah.
So I was having to check my blood sugar 4 times a day. And it's a very regimented schedule you have to keep. You have to eat at certain times, no matter where you are. You have to check your blood sugar no matter where you are.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think it's extremely judgy of Jan to say things like that. Also, not your place to say, oh, you shouldn't be eating fast food. Because I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
One of the things, the options on my, because I had like a menu of things that I could eat that were safe for my condition. And one of those was a McDonald's hamburger, fries, and a drink. I had that a lot. I didn't trust myself to build meals based on like the points and all the stuff that I could put together myself. So they kind of had pre-put together meals for me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. That's what I'm going to do.
I mean, do we know if, playing devil's advocate, we don't know if Jan is diabetic herself. I would imagine.
I'm assuming no.
Yeah.
Otherwise, and, you know, I think she would be even more sympathetic to what's going on. We're not talking like blood splattering everywhere.
Right.
Tiny drop. Yeah. You can safely do that no matter where you are.
All right. Well, yes. I think, Becky, you're right. Yes, it is judgmental. So maybe you either stop going out to eat with Jan, your coworker.
I think that's probably the way to solve this.
or you know, next time you're out and she makes some sort of comment like that, you know, maybe you start dropping some diabetic knowledge on her. Kelly said that she was allowed to have a hamburger and fries. So, you know.
I was.
Right. Yeah.
Let's let people do their things to take care of their health.
Thanks for reaching out to us. I don't know if we have to officially call her doctor if we give away tickets to Taylor Swift in the future, but
I don't think we have to.
But yeah, she just got an honorary doctorate there from NYU yesterday. Whatever your feelings about Taylor Swift are, her speech was pretty good and kind of funny.
My experience has been that my mistakes led to the best things in my life. And being embarrassed when you mess up, it's part of the human experience. Getting back up and seeing who still wants to hang out with you afterward and laugh about it, that's a gift. We will breathe in, breathe through, breathe deep. Breathe out. And I am a doctor now, so I know how breathing works.
Kind of funny there. She had kind of 7 takeaways from her speech. Like, you didn't do it alone, you know. There's a lot of people that help. You get what you get, and mm-hmm. it's what you do with it was what counts. Learn to catch and release. Embrace the cringe. Effortless. Effortlessness is a myth. Mistakes that you make don't equal failure. And then, yeah, you just heard her breathe, you know, stuff like that. So,
and party like you're the class of
2022. Yes, exactly. For sure. Every hour we do this, Kelly Kay.
So Heather Skatz lives in Covington. She's a mom of a 13-year-old Kaylin, 11-year-old Anna Lee, 6-year-old Austin, 3-year-old Luke, and 2-year-old Alyssa.
Wow. How many is that? 6?
It's a lot.
Oh.
They sadly lost 4-year-old Layla to cancer in 2016.
Aw.
She was 3 weeks away from her due date with her latest son when she started feeling some contractions.
Okay.
Not her first rodeo, though, so, you know, she had labored for hours with her others.
Mm-hmm.
She was planning a home water birth with a midwife, so she's like, I got time for an errand. Just gonna dash out.
Okay.
Her contractions intensified, so she started driving a little faster, tried to get home for the birth plan. Nope. Had to pull over, assured the kids, everything's fine, grabbed the phone. Got out of the van in a squatting position.
Oh, no.
Water broke. Out comes her son. Didn't even have to push.
Wow.
7-pounder. Cried immediately.
Wow.
Always a good sign.
Yeah.
Got home. The 13-year-old helped her deliver the placenta in the shower. Because that's still a part that needs to come out, too. Midwife got there. Checked everybody out.
Uh-huh.
It's all good. She said, you know, she's had the home births in the past, so she thinks that's probably what helped her stay calm. In this situation that could make people freak out.
Uh-huh.
Like me. I'm not sure I could be that calm, cool, and collected.
So wait, am I hearing that she had the umbilical cord still attached while she's driving from the spot where she delivered?
I'm guessing yes.
And okay, so she has got her left hand on the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Her right hand is holding her newborn baby.
Probably. I'm guessing, like, the 13-year-old helped carry the baby while they got home. Like, the logistics of getting home with the newborn she just delivered on the side of the road, yeah, fuzzy. But they got home, and everyone's fine. They did have to pick some grass off the little baby, but he's fine. Everybody was fine. And they're considering naming him Porter or Wolf after the street names near where he was born.
Well, that would be fitting.
Yeah, so just pretty incredible. Amazing. And again, yeah, I don't think I could deal.
Yeah, I mean, there have been several pregnant women that have worked here at 99.7 EJX and in the building, and I've offered every single time because I've got the half semester of pre-med to help deliver the baby if it were to happen at work, but...
Shocking that you've never had to use those skills.
Yeah, never had to use those skills, that's for sure.
Anyway, it's an amazing story. It's a cute little picture of, like, the youngest, mm-hmm. Alyssa, is kind of like, oh, no, I'm not the youngest anymore. Like, she's upset about losing her place in the family line.
No, I get it. I get it.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, big day coming up. Wedding day. So her daughter is the one that's getting married.
Uh-huh.
Mom reached out to us and she's got a lot of anxiety about something her daughter's asking her to do.
Yeah, her daughter is giving her a task, and she's kind of freaking out.
She's
about
like,
it.
I don't want to! If you ever have a situation in your life where you're like, man, I don't know who to ask. I just need someone. Maybe I need a group of people to weigh in on this issue. Well, that's when you come to Ben and Kelly.
We got you, fam.
That's right. Just shoot us an email at Ben and Kelly Show or WDGX.com. Click on group therapy and then we'll turn around, toss it to our listeners and try to get you some help.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Message says, hey, Ben and Kelly, my daughter's told me that she'd like for me to join the groom's mother and make their wedding cake.
Mm.
For me, a wedding cake is a very special item for the party, and it's best professionally created.
Okay.
Now, they've both declared they don't want a polished version and are very excited for us mothers to come up with a homemade, quicker version.
Okay.
I'm not at all happy about it. And I've suggested that we buy a professionally made cake ourselves. My husband agrees. The groom's mother lives in another country. So I don't know how we're supposed to even begin to coordinate this. I also don't want any of the stress on my daughter's special day.
Mm.
So how can I convince her to allow us to buy a professional cake? I'm having a nervous cake down.
Oh, that's clever.
It is cute. It's cutesy. And I totally get it, though.
All right. Two words, Duncan Hines, and it's your daughter's wedding, not yours. So there you go.
Okay. Sold. So you say she should suck it up and bake?
Just do a quick Duncan Hines, Betty Crocker cake. The daughter's saying we don't need a polished version. Then just give her what she wants.
But how much cake do we need? Because if there's, you know, a significant amount of people coming, that's a lot of cake that you're going to have to bake. And if you're not an experienced baker, like, how do you know, like, how big of a cake are you supposed to make? Like, several tiers? Are we talking lots of sheet cakes?
Nope, I'm just saying it. One.
I have anxiety for her.
No, one sheet cake, an 11 by 9, that's all you need. You can cut them into small pieces if you need to, because it's just symbolic. Everybody doesn't need to get cake on their wedding day.
Well.
Not every guest does.
I was going to say, a lot of people do like the cake. And I can attest, listen, I had an amazing professional make our wedding cake.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the kind of cake that you dream about later. It was so tasty.
So we would love to hear your thoughts on this, especially if maybe you were tasked with some sort of project for a wedding and you didn't want to do it. And it doesn't have to necessarily be like the wedding cake, but I think just how you handled it may be helpful in this mom and how she handles, you know, her daughter. But
I get the stress, though. I mean, there's lots of moving parts, especially the week of the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
When you're having to time this out because you want the cake to be fresh, which means either like making it the day before, I guess.
Yeah, make it a day or two before the wedding. And
that's a lot. Oh, this is genius from Sarah. She says, pay a professional to make a cake that kind of looks unprofessional. Takes the pressure off mom. Daughter will never know. Genius.
Okay.
Genius.
502-571-9970. Group therapy. Are weddings nothing but a big stress ball? My gosh.
Well, yes. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts and there's a lot of things to take care of, especially if you're in the bride's family, especially if you're the mother of the bride.
Yeah. Her daughter's getting married and has asked mom to team up with the groom's mom, who lives out of the country, to bake their wedding cake. Mom is all having anxiety about it and doesn't want the stress, and she's wanting to persuade her daughter to just let her buy one.
Yes, and Kim says, you know what, cupcakes, cookie bar, donut bar, I've seen all three of these things at weddings, which would be a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Pinterest has a lot of great ideas if you don't have a lot of baking skills, a lot of people suggested.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mindy, you had a debacle at your daughter's wedding.
She and her husband to be decided they didn't really want cake. They were just going to do like a dessert bar. And then at the 11th hour, he said, I really want a wedding cake.
Mm.
You know, he said, we can just go to Sam's and get one. She was not happy. But we also were having, you know, 120 people. Mm. And, you know, she wanted it to be nice. So what we ended up doing is my girlfriend decorates cakes and my daughter had pinned one to her Pinterest board. So we went and got like a rough coated, crumb coated cake from a bakery in Louisville. And then my friend decorated it for her as a surprise.
Oh, okay. So you bought the cake and then decorated it yourself.
Yes. And it wasn't that expensive. Mm. I mean, I think I paid for the crumb coated cake maybe $100.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but it saved so much stress because I can't imagine. You know, having been a mother of the bride, yeah, there's no.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Like, I get that she doesn't want the responsibility.
Well, and you know, some other show going on behind
me. Yes. There can be disasters, and you got to help put the fires out.
Well, and that you're trying to keep from her.
Right, Mindy. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Jessica said, I used to do cakes as a side hustle.
Uh-huh.
So I know how stressful wedding cakes are. If you screw it up, there's no time to come back from that. You can't make the cake days and days in advance. There's a lot of stuff going on right before the wedding for the mother of the bride, and she's not going to have time to deal with it. After seeing what I went through doing wedding cakes, my daughter promised me she would never ask me to do that.
Okay.
And she does cakes.
So I'm still going to stay on the point that I made a little while ago. Just get a box cake. They have good box cakes.
Hashtag Betty Crocker, Duncan Hines, something like that.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't have to be one of those, but just a box cake, something easy. Make a sheet cake or a couple sheet cakes a couple days beforehand. Ice it, because the daughter, one, doesn't need a polished version. In fact, she's kind of wanting almost like a homemade style. So, like, you can even put something funny on it, like, you're married or yay. Just
listen,
do
you're
it,
assuming
you're done.
That there is no way to screw up baking a cake, even from a box mix. I'm rolling in here to tell you, sir, you can. You can screw that up.
You're right.
You
Kelly,
can.
If there's anyone who knows about screwing up something
yes.
simple in the kitchen, it's you.
Saying, yes, you can screw that up. That's the thing. Tiffany said this is a real doozy. Typically, I would say what the bride wants, the bride gets on her special day. But this
yes.
is truly asking a lot. First, I would suggest that the bride and the mother-in-law make the cake if it's that important. If she still refuses, just go to the doctor and get a note stating you can't perform mother of the bride duties under stress.
She
said, seriously, though, I would show up with an array of Little Debbie cakes and make an arrangement or, you know, something hideous.
Kind of like,
a
diaper cake. And just get a bunch of like Twinkies and put them around a thing.
Yeah. Oh, you could. Yes, that's genius. They have like the little Debbie cakes or little white. Kind of like a little octagon, little cakes.
I don't know, I'm going to have to
buy
trust
a bunch
you on
of those
that
and
one.
Stack them up in
okay.
tiers.
All right. Okay.
So you're saying suck it up and do it. I'm all on team, like, I don't think she needs this dress because there's lots of things that a mother of the bride is going to have to take care of in the days and
okay.
the day of the wedding.
All right. Let's go with what Kelly is saying, but just note that I think you should just do a quick box cake and be done with it. But Kelly, maybe just hire a professional on the down low.
Yes.
Get it created.
Uh-huh.
The bride's not going to know any better.
Right.
She's going to be so surrounded by other stuff that day that, you know, the
yep.
cake is going to be, it's going to have its moment, but then
uh-huh.
it's going to be over.
Yeah. What Sarah initially said, I think was probably the best idea. It's just pay a professional, make the cake that looks on purpose, not super professional and polished.
But
still delicious.
So do what Kelly says, but just
yeah.
know that I say just make the damn cake from Duncan Hines and be done with it. All right?
I feel like you should make the cake for her.
No, okay.
Since you're so committed to
sure,
it.
Sure, I can do it.
There you go. Have Ben bake it. Just roll it over. There you go.
Here you are.
It's a Ben Davis special.
All right. Hope you enjoy. All right.
It says you're married. Yay.
You can always comment on at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook if you want to follow up on that. Now, you're thinking to yourself, well, heck, I haven't run into a celebrity in real life. Kelly, tell them what they could do.
Well, you can just make it up. If you've ever wanted to meet a celebrity in real life, how would that play out in your brain? Tell us a story, and if it's good, we'll probably believe you.
Yeah.
We did. We believed Robert.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He lied.
Look, it's all about the story for us, and we can't sit here and turn a blind eye to the fact that people are probably going to try to lie to get these tickets. So, you know.
Yeah, we didn't want to discount anyone who had never met a celebrity before from getting these tickets. So we're just opening it up like, hey, you can make it up.
Yep.
Just make it good.
All right. So Holly calling us from Jeffersonville. Hey, Holly.
Hey.
Okay, so you've had a celebrity encounter. Tell us about it.
Okay, this encounter involves Louisville's own and for Castle headliner Jack Harlow.
Okay.
My sister and I had first row seats behind Louisville sidelines for the UofL-UK football game last fall.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Harlow came out at halftime, and then he went and hung out by the sidelines for a minute, and he was literally right in front of us. And we noticed some stairs leading down to the field. And we were like, what would happen if we just walked onto the field and met Jack Harlow?
And so, security would probably escort you out.
You would think. But we were like, just walk down there like you're supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. And so we did.
Yeah.
And we walked right up, tapped Mr. Harlow on the shoulder, got a picture with him. He walked off shortly thereafter, and then we stood on the sidelines for probably 5 more minutes before someone came up and ID'd us, and we were like, we'll just go back to our seats.
So, no harm, no foul.
You know,
no harm, no foul. We got our pictures. We got our video. We met Jack Harlow.
You know, Holly, I feel like having the confidence to just say, no, I'm supposed to be here, is like 9/10 of getting things you want.
It's all in your demeanor.
This is my life story.
Right. It's just like, act like you're supposed to be here, and they'll believe you. That is funny. All right, Holly, hang on the line a quick sec, okay?
I feel like there's going to be a lot of Jack Harlow stories.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a couple already this week. Megan calling us from Camp Taylor. Megan, look at your phone. How long have you been waiting for this moment?
26 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we have multiple lines that ring into the radio station. Megan, right. Megan called like half an hour ago and was like,
I called another 6:30 discussion.
A.m.
Can I just wait on hold?
Yeah.
All right. Megan, so wouldn't it be awful, Megan, if you went this far and you ended up not getting the tickets?
What's the matter with you?
I haven't punched any celebrities or, met Jack Harlow. That would be cool.
All right, Megan. But, I'd love
to have a good one.
All right. Give us your celebrity encounter story.
Okay. So, locals don't really go to Derby, right? We go to Oak sometimes, right?
Right.
But about 7 or 8 years ago, I'm trying to remember, I think is before I left my old job. So, and another funny story, Larry Burkhead came into my old job looking for sunglasses with his sister before the Derby.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was pretty cool because we got a picture with him.
Yeah.
So, my mom and I were invited to Derby one year, about 7 or 8 years ago. And so we snagged some like really great box seats, and we're inside at the bar, and she goes to get, turn our tickets in for the last race. And I'm sitting there trying to order. And I'm the kind of person who could, like, pop my knuckles the wrong way and almost die. Like, I'm just accident prone. I'm weird like that.
Okay.
So I start to, like, choke on my own, like, saliva. Like, I'm, like, just breathing the wrong way. And I'm like, oh, God, this is how I die at the Derby, right?
Okay.
And this man sitting at the bar starts to pat me on the back, just to, like, come on.
Yeah, you got this. You got this.
And I'm, like,
put your arms up.
I start breathing again, and I turn and look, it's Pauly Shore. And I was like, oh, my God, Pauly Shore just saved my life. he was like, and don't you forget it. And I was like, I swear I will never forget it.
Snoochie Boochies.
Yes, my God. He was the nicest guy. So nice.
Pauly Shore's been on the show before. He is a great guy.
Yeah, he gave me a back rub.
Oh, man.
So Pauly Shore saved your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He pat you on the back and he gave me a back rub. Oh.
I love it.
We're practically sisters.
All right, Megan, hang on a quick sec, all right? Megan?
Okay.
Hang on.
That was a life or death situation involving Pauly Shore. She's got my vote.
And you know what? Pauly Shore coming through in the clutch to save her life? Holy cow.
Exactly.
That is not something I would have seen coming. All right, Kimberly calling us from J-Town. Hi, Kimberly.
Hey.
Sounds like she's about to lie to us. That's what it sounds like. All right, Kimberly, give us your celebrity encounter story.
I'm going to tell you the title of my little story, and then I'll tell you the actual story.
Oh, it's got a title.
She's
got the headline.
I know.
All right.
I almost got ran over by Paul Walker.
Wow.
So,
oh, wow.
And now the rest of the story.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I had this little aspiration of being an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And 2005, 2006, I went to L.A. for pilot season, which is a time where all aspiring models, actors go to hopefully be in the brand new shows coming out during the summer.
Okay.
Kind of like their make or break.
Gotcha.
But we go to auditions during the day, and at night, we're allowed to go across L.A. and just hang out and just kind of sightsee and everything like that.
Okay.
A group of us took the subway to, like, the farthest part of the popular type of L.A. scenes,
mm-hmm.
and decided to walk back, and that way we could see everything. So we got to see, like, the Chinese Theater and all that jazz.
Yeah.
And so on our way walking, we're doing all the sightseeing. So all of our heads are mostly up, looking at, oh, look at this tall building, or, oh, wow, look at this cool thing. We're in Fashion District.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking up the whole time, like, oh, gosh, I think we're in Little China. Look, it's like Little China.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking, and I walk across the street because it's, like, midnight. A homeless man grabs the back of me and pulls me and hugs me really tight. I'm thinking I'm about to die.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to get mugged in front of all these people.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, a silver car just like goes like 1,000 miles per hour and does a donut in the middle of the intersection. And that homeless man saved my life.
Oh.
And
wow.
I don't know what this guy's name is, or like, I don't know what he, like, maybe a producer or someone important came with a notebook and like prayed, like begged me to sign this release form saying, they're not liable for my death.
Oh my gosh, what?
So I like thank the homeless man who and I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. And all these Asians were looking at me like, are you okay? And I'm like, sure.
Okay.
And I got a wave, like, nice and stuff from Paul. And yeah, so, I lived to tell the tale.
So Paul Walker was driving the silver car that almost ran you over in L.A.
He does his own stunts. And
Was he filming Fast and Furious?
Yes. So here's the thing, and it's really, really wicked how it's done, but it was Too Fast, Too Furious, Tokyo Drift.
Okay.
They are filming as if they were in Tokyo, which made me think why we were in Little China, because I don't obviously know my characters. And, yeah.
Okay, so they were filming.
Yes.
Okay, so
and
they were filming.
Into the middle of a scene.
Yes.
How is that
and
even?
He just, like, did a donut, and I, like, freaked out and almost wet my pants.
So how were you able to walk right into the middle of a movie set?
I know, typically they wrote that off, right?
So they have all these extras, I guess, for like people and stuff. And
yeah.
So all these extras are on the side. And like, again,
so
you're
probably an extra.
Okay.
Well, okay. So if you go like milliseconds in the movie, you can kind of see me step out, but then they change camera scenes so you don't see
okay.
that angle.
Okay. All right,
but,
Kimberly.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you what.
So you might have just walked into the movie. Well,
I did by accident.
All right. Kimberly, hang on.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I'll tell you one thing. There are a ton of people that are texting in saying Kimberly's lying. A, there's no subways in L.A. B, Paul Walker wasn't in Tokyo Drift. So, man, she's already got some people against her.
I want to believe it, though.
Man, I got to be... Kimberly, not a lot of people are believing you right now, but it's not. Listen, it's not up to.
I
don't care. It's not up to them. It's up to Kelly and I. All right, it's up to Kelly.
She's got receipts.
I'm sure she does. All right. Uh-huh. So, while we've now heard between Holly and her not so chance encounter with Jack Harlow, when she just decided that I'm going to.
I'm waltzing down there to say hello.
I'm waltzing down onto the field of the UK U of L game to say hi to Jack Harlow. Megan, who's literally now waited on hold for about 45 minutes. And Pauly Shore saved her life. And Kimberly's Paul Walker almost ran her over on the set of a movie, Tokyo Drift.
These are all fantastic stories, all of them.
I like the stories.
Yes.
But
I think my personal vote for a couple of reasons is she's done the time, is Megan. Also, the fact that we have that Pauly Shore connection.
Oof. Okay, yeah. So you're going with Megan. Now, see, take time out of it. I mean, because time is relative.
You're hardcore.
Time is relative, Kelly.
Oh, is it?
And you know, if
she's put her life on hold to try to win these tickets.
I know. And listen, Megan, you knew the stipulation. Like, you could call and not get these tickets. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
she understands. By the way, time check. What's it say on your phone?
35 minutes.
35 minutes. I love it. I love it. Hang on.
She's practically on the show now. She needs her name on the show. It's all the right. Ben Kelly and Megan show. She's been hanging with us that long.
All right. So, Holly, Megan, Kimberly.
It's tough because Kimberly had a really great story too.
Yep.
Walking into being in a movie.
All right. So listen. We're not. We're. Once we give the winner, it doesn't matter if your story was true or not, okay?
Right.
So, you want to just go with Megan?
Yes.
All right, we'll go with Megan. Congratulations, Megan.
Yeah!
Time well spent.
Pauly Shore saved your life. Now, real quick, was it true?
Yes!
Okay, it was true.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I believe her.
All right, hang on. I got it. I'm going to go to Kimberly last, so hang on a second. Holly, was yours true?
Mine was true, and I'll have you know, I called 70 times yesterday.
Oh, my gosh! She put the time in,
waiting online for 45 minutes. I was late to work yesterday.
My argument.
Man, Holly.
This is such a dangerous game. It's wrecking people's lives.
Oh, gosh.
This is hurtful.
Holly, you should have told Kelly that information before we... because
You
prefaced me. You're not going to put this on me. You're not going to put this on me, Holly. Anyways, hey, thank you.
My fault.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
I'm such a sucker for that. Yeah. Oh, I feel so bad.
Kimberly?
Yes.
He doesn't believe you, Kimberly, but bring the receipts.
And 1,000 of our text messages say you're lying, too. Okay. Are you lying or telling the truth?
I will put my hand on the Bible. I am telling the truth. There are subways in L.A. That was my very first subway ride. And, if I had to go milliseconds on that movie to, like, send you a video, I would totally do that.
All right. Well, Kimberly. Oh,
yeah.
Kimberly.
Send a screenshot. Just send us that little moment.
I appreciate you and your story. Sorry no one believed it. And
I did.
Not, but I
will.
It's true.
All right. Kimberly, thank you. I appreciate you.
I'm so glad you survived.
All right. Take care. See ya.
Oh, dang it. See,
all right. But Megan,
I want them all.
Congrats.
They all, like, put in the effort.
Hey, yeah. I work from home. I can do this all day.
Oh, okay. So, see, hanging online for us for 45 minutes doesn't even matter. All right. Thank you, Megan. Hang on a quick sec. We'll get more information from you.
There's a few more minutes. Just a couple more minutes.
We got to get it right. Wow. All right. So they were all telling the truth. Listen, I go back. Yeah. I don't think Kimberly was telling us the truth. There's no
way. Absolutely she was. She's got the receipts.
All right, there you go. That is famous for Forecastle. All right, we're running a little bit late for Throwback Thursday. I apologize for that. We got a little...
OMG.
Yeah, I know. We got a little into it with our last segment, but...
We did, and a lot of people were putting Kimberly on blast that Paul Walker was not in Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, which is correct, and she did send the screenshot later that it was actually... I think it was Lucas Black or Zachary Ty Bryan.
So she was lying.
She thought it was Paul. It was the other guy.
All right. Do you have a quick feel good?
I do.
All right. Let's get it rolling so we can get into Throwback Thursday.
It's this little girl singing a lullaby she made up to her littlest goat.
I made it. Oh, goat. You are the littlest one in the world.
I'll tell you what, little kids making up songs is probably one of the cutest things ever.
She's got little flowers around the neck of the goat.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
I mean, precious. And there's some other goats, too, and they're kind of like singing along backup vocals.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
You can see the video. You should see the video. It's adorable at WDJX.com.
Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, your requests make up our playlist. You can always get it into us. 502-571-9970 at Ben and Kelly Show.
What a sweet place to start.
That's right. Just a sweet little message from a sweet little number that says, can I hear Fireflies by Owl City, please?
Oh,
Oh, yes, from his mom's basement.
Mom's basement! Throwback Thursday! You would not dance. It's Throwback Thursday. A foxtrot above my head. A bunch of songs, and we don't play the entire one, just the tip, you know?
Absolutely.
Your request make up our playlist.
Sarah, the stabby one, has a request.
Wait.
She said, hey, this is Sarah. You know, the stabby one.
The stabby one.
That's totally
one.
How I labeled her in our texting.
Oh, my gosh.
How since this morning?
Okay. I feel weird not playing her request, knowing she's the stabby one.
Well, yes, she's stabby.
It's a good thing black looks good on ya. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Got a text from a listener. First hip-hop dance class last night.
Freed?
Yeah, Chris Brown run it so he can show off sick dance moves.
Yeah, get a read.
All right, we need that video. Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Alex rolls in. Once... Chain Hang Low?
Well, yeah, Take Me Back.
Wow.
Also, the hubby requested North Carolina by Petey Pablo. Nope, we're going with yours. Chain Hang Low.
Jibs, Throwback Thursday. Man, that takes you back to like Jillian's, Bar Louisville, Have a Nice Day Cafe.
Who's feeling single and sexy tonight?
That's right, Baxter Avenue, Bardstown Road right there. Oh, shoot. Eric, we got you. Kesha. It's Throwback Thursday. Still a banger on 99.7 EJX.
Kimberly says, I've been stuck in the car rider drop-off line for 14 years. Three kids. My son, Maxim, wants to hear Everybody by Backstreet Boys.
All right.
I feel like we should deliver. Also, we should mention a boy band weekend for Memorial Day next weekend.
Oh, man. We're cranking boy bands for the holiday weekend.
It's yes!
All right. So this is Throwback Thursday. Remember that for next weekend. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. I love it when you use emojis when you're texting our request line, 502-571-9970. Need some morning turn up, Usher, yeah, please. But then like the Italian, like pinch in the hand, like mwah, chef's kiss, like why you gotta break it, your mama's heart. Usher, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. You're like, what is this music you're playing? Well, every Thursday, 30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while, brought to you by Drake's.
It's fantastic, and it's all of your requests. Tara texted in, said, my teen woke up to a breakup text yesterday morning.
Oh,
from
no.
Her first love.
Oh, no.
She's simultaneously crushed.
Oh, no.
And ticked off. She needs a song to clarify. The boyfriend was a good kid. Whole family loved him. Just kind of tragic all the way around.
Okay. All right.
So
all right.
Be careful with your selection, sir.
Okay. I've got two. Is it, I mean, do we do Someone Like You, Adele, or we do Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River?
That one.
Or
that's the one.
Or Set Fire to the Rain, Adele.
Oh.
Or, no. Or Hello, Adele. I mean, I can roll entire Adele catalog.
The entire Adele catalog.
All right. We'll do JT right now. All right.
Okay. All right.
This was what? His breakup with Britney? Was that what it was? Okay.
It's going to make her feel sassy.
Oh, okay.
And confident.
That's what we want. We want strength in this.
That's right.
Every relationship is a learning experience.
You can do this. You're a better person because of it.
All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Kind of a breakup song there.
Yeah, we are all rallying behind Tara's daughter.
Oh,
who
no.
Woke up to a breakup text a couple days ago. And so now Brittany's rolling in. She's like, that is some BS. How about JoJo? Leave, get out.
Go, you got this! Also, quick congrats. Gotta say congrats to little sister graduating with her associate's degree, Marley. Want to give that shout out.
Get out of college.
Yeah.
Go start your life.
Yep. Throwback Thursday. Jen rolls in and was like, give that girl some Beyonce. To the left. Yes.
That's right.
Hey, breakups are tough. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Listen, Bethany says she's been sitting on this request for a couple of weeks now. She needs to hear some Roses, Outkast. Are you going to do it this time? Or are you going to let Bethany down?
Well, say the excuse that she's had for not getting a request in for so many weeks.
She oversleeps for TBT most of the time, LOL.
Listen, girl needs her sleep, you know? Don't wake a girl before 9 on Thursday, all right? I understand. That's our rule on Saturday, you know? In bed until 9, for sure.
I am not coming out of the bedroom before 9.
Everyone. Caroline. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. I mean, there are some big breakup songs that are coming in on our text line. I mean,
yeah, because you know what? We all feel it. Don't we feel it for Tara's daughter? Yes.
Yeah. How deep do we want to go with this? Do we want to go Jar of Hearts, Christina Perry deep? Because...
oh, we'll be destroyed.
We'll be destroyed?
I don't know if they're coming back from that.
I mean, do we just give you just the tip?
Maybe just tip.
And then...
let's cry it out.
No, I can't take one more step towards you.
Oh, God.
Cause all that's waiting is regret.
God, this is wrong move.
Don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore?
What are we doing? Are we ruining Throwback Thursday?
You lost the love I love the most.
We're just getting through our feelings.
Grr.
We're working through the feelings.
Learn to live half a life.
God,
now you.
Stop it.
And who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
Going around leaving scars.
I can't wake up text in the morning.
Collecting a jar of hearts.
No!
And tearing love apart.
Who does that?
You're gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul.
Oh, deep.
So
wow.
Don't come back for me. Who do you think you are?
Wow. Okay.
Get out of that. I can't.
Okay.
Woo-hoo! Now we're Kelly Clarkson, yes. We're going to Kelly Clarkson it.
All right, Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 JX. I'm giving you a little bit.
Through all the emotions. We've been on the crying rug.
I know.
We've been wallowing around in the kitchen.
I know.
We have drank our Arbor Mist. Well, no, she was a teenager, so Mountain Dew. We had our Mountain Dew. We ate some cookie dough, and we're getting through it.
We are. We do need to let this girl have some, like...
Girl power. Empowerment.
Wings in her heart.
I am a survivor.
Throw back her name!
Now that you're out of my life, I'm so much better.
It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. I'm giving you a little bit more Throwback Thursday because I feel like I went into it a little late.
Yeah, and you know what? And this is therapeutic. Brooke said this breakup TBT edition is fire.
It's Throwback Thursday. I mean, does this not take you back to a place?
It does.
All right. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Do you think you're better off alone?
This is so great. Tara is like, yes. She's sending us a little muscle arm.
That's right.
She's like, I'm going to pretend I did not put mascara on this morning.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, sometimes when you're a teenager and you're going through your feelings.
Your first breakup, you wake up to a breakup text and it's your first love.
Then
we are all going to rally around you. That's what we've been doing for Tara's daughter.
That's right. Or you can text him back and go, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Had to come to an end at some point, but man, we started rallying around a teenage breakup text that
Tara rolled in for her daughter. Yeah. And it's just tragic because they really liked the boy. He was nice. It just, you know, it's first love.
I get it.
Yeah, we've all been there, right? And Joy texted. She's like, I could swing by and pick you both up and head to O'Malley's Corner. Yeah, that's where we were. We were in our feelings with that.
Yeah, Bar Louisville, O'Malley's Corner, any of those places with that. Yeah, and, you know, obviously, you might have to go back to your, you know, angsty boys mixtape that you made from back in the day and just kind of get back in your feels again, because that's what it was kind of like.
That was fire.
Yeah. All right. It's Throwback Thursday here, brought to you by Drinks. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, and senior shout outs are happening where we're shouting out the class of 2022. All you have to do is submit a photo and then you're in to win some chicken from Raising Cane's for a year, Crosley record player and vinyl and more. Like Eva going to be a Panther, going from a Panther to a Bear, going to Bear College. So,
oh, look at that.
Yep.
That's fun.
Is graduating from PRP High School. So congrats. And yeah, I mean, my gosh, we've got a ton of seniors there, like Christian, who is going to Charlestown High School in Indiana and going to IUS. Going to major in communications.
Look at that. I think that's the first comm major we've met.
I know. There you go. All right. So congrats and get those in. WDJX.com. All right. Feel good.
Heather Scatz lives in Covington, Kentucky.
All right.
She's mom to 13-year-old Kaylin, 11-year-old Anna Lee, 6-year-old Austin, 3-year-old Luke, and 2-year-old Alyssa.
Okay.
Tragically lost 4-year-old Layla to cancer in 2016. Expecting her latest son 3 weeks away from her due date, started feeling some contractions.
Okay.
Not her first rodeo.
Right.
So she's like, you know what? I got some time. I'm going to run an errand, you know?
Sure.
She was planning a home water birth with a midwife. So she was like running around. She started to feel her contractions intensify a little bit.
Oof.
She's like, well, maybe I should head home. Start to drive a little faster. Nope. Not going to make it. Had to pull over. Assured the kids, everything's fine, kids. Grabs the phone, gets out of the van, squats, and the water breaks. Out comes her son without having to push.
Wow.
Yep. Weighed in at 7 pounds, cried immediately. All good signs.
Mm-hmm.
They somehow got home. Her 13-year-old helped deliver the placenta in the shower.
Oh, wow.
Midwife got there, checked everybody out. They're all good.
Dang. So, like,
yeah,
she drove home with the baby, like, in her arm and her...
Yeah, I'm guessing somehow she got home after giving birth on the side of the road.
All right.
Yeah. So, it's like, hey, what'd you do today, honey? Well, ran an errand, gave birth on the side of the road. No big deal.
Yeah. Got some mulch, milk, eggs, had a baby.
She said they did have to pick off a little bit of grass off the new baby.
Sure.
It's... all good. And she said, you know, the fact that she's had home births in the past, I think probably prepared her to stay calm.
Yeah.
And they are considering naming him Porter or Wolf after the street names near where he was born.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good deal.
Pretty amazing. We've tweeted the story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Shawn Mendes, 99.7 DJX. Don't forget, he's going to be at the Yum Center in August. We're going to have tickets for that show. Coming up here in the next couple weeks on 99.7 DJX. That's pretty cool.
That'll be a good one.
Yep, for sure. Setting the bar. Kelly, what are these stories?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without dropping deuces in the wig aisle, you're doing okay.
Oh, no, that is not where we do that. Could we not find the facilities? What's happening?
Okay, so... the police first reached out on social media and
with like a screenshot from surveillance camera.
Well, they were, yeah, looking for the poopetrator so they can pursue criminal charges. They had a sense of humor there.
Oh, wait. No, we've got we see her face and everything.
And
oh, we got a pretty good shot of her.
Yep. And they said, that the public, they're needing the public assistance in locating public enemy number 2.
Oh, gosh. Not number 1, because it's no. Oh, look at that.
Right.
The puns don't stop.
Right. So this happened in a beauty supply store, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, it happened apparently in an aisle, damaging numerous wigs, causing about $200 worth of damage. Now,
those aren't cheap. Good ones aren't.
I don't know if, you know, she used the wigs as toilet paper or if... Right, exactly. So, again, I don't want to get into too much detail. Let's just say that the perpetrator is still on the lam and police are still looking for her.
No. Again, why did she not ask where the facilities were? You know? And she's got like a lanyard on. So it's almost like, does she work there? I'm guessing she doesn't work there.
Yeah, I would imagine she doesn't work there. That would be...
But come on, people. It'd be not like, in the middle of the aisle.
It'd be like, Cindy, come on, please.
Cindy. The bathroom's in the back.
Actually, hang on a second. They just posted that they have identified the person. So,
well, yes, I was going to say they have like a full frontal picture of her.
Yep.
It wasn't going to take long for somebody to say, oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah, I know her. So anyways, yeah, again, setting the bar, getting back to the root of this. If you can manage to make it through the day without dropping deuces in the wig aisle, damaging $200 worth of wigs, then you're doing okay.
Oh, that is the worst way to be put on blast on social media. Can you imagine?
Yep.
Your face plastered everywhere everyone knowing that you pooped on wigs.
Yep, that is what your name is going to be for the rest of your life.
That's one of the comments, the police department said, we've already confirmed this is not Amber Heard, so stop calling and emailing that info.
All right, that's your The Bar Story on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So there are going to be some storms later on today, according to Wave Storm Tracking Team. But then a lot of warmth and heat, record heat even tomorrow. Good day for Holiday World Splash and Safari. You can always win those tickets up on our website at WDJX.com. That'd be a great place to just enjoy the heat there. So you can get in to win those tickets here on 99.7 DJX. Yeah, again, WDJX.com. We've had Pauly Shore saving lives.
Uh-huh.
We've had almost getting run over by Paul Walker.
Which we found out was Lucas Black, not Paul Walker. He wasn't in Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Yeah. We've had just acting like you own the place and
walking on the field
to meet Jack Harlow. Yeah. Uh-huh. Those are just some of today's celebrity encounters in real life.
All true.
Yep. If you've got one, even if you don't have one, I mean, think of one and call us, because we understand that to win these tickets for Forecastle, some people may not be entirely truthful.
Exactly. Well, because, you know, not everybody has a celebrity encounter yet. But if you were thinking maybe in your mind, this is how you'd like it to play out, tell us. We might believe it.
Yep, we might believe it. So that'll be, again, tomorrow, 8 o'clock, here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, what else?
I was just going through the Facebook comments again of the setting of the bar we just featured of the perpetrator at the wig shop. The River City, California Police Department. This is Wichita Police Department, by the way, that posted this. The River City, California Police Department commented, 8 wigs? Did you look for this human in Taco Bell? That usually does it to me, although the best I could do is 6 wigs.
I kind of enjoy when other police departments kind of get in.
Yes! It's kind of fantastic. I mean, so many really, really great comments. That's... You know what? This is how we deal with situations like that, is humor. Another person named Chris said, well, let's focus on what we do know. We know her hiney is not charming clean.
It's true. This is all very true.
She does not have a shiny hiney.
That's right. All right. So, yeah, you can get all the stories that we've done up on the website, WDJX.com. Click listen. We'll have those on the podcast. And then the entire show without commercials or music. Posted every single day for you to ingest at your leisure.
Just Ben and Kelly.
Yep.